Bill O'Reilly here, No Spin News, Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Now, I wanted to lead with the Amy Coney Barrett hearings, but I can't. They are unbelievably boring. I call them the Rip Van Winkle hearings. Old Rip in the Catskill Mountains fell asleep for more than 20 years. I almost did that watching these hearings. But I'll review later on. However, let's lead with the election because that's not boring. So President Trump is on a campaign trail once again, Florida yesterday, Pennsylvania today. And as I have reported to you, each morning in Washington, there is a conference call among Democrats and some media where the theme of the day is given out, which is why you hear the same things said on CNN, NBC News, ABC News, all the liberal precincts. Now, somebody mentioned to me on the radio that the same thing happens in the Republican circles, but I'm not aware of that. So if you know of a conference call in the morning that goes out to all the GOP people, please let me know. All right, so this call goes out from Washington, and the theme is that Trump is weaponizing the rallies. He's putting people in danger. That's the theme. So last night, when he showed up in Florida, everybody who came to listen to him was in grave peril. Roll the tape.
Is that he is creating risk for the people who care most about him in this country everywhere he goes. And he does not care.
A president doesn't have to take risks with other people's lives for his own political gain. And if they do, then they are unworthy of your vote. They are unworthy of the presidency. They are unworthy of anybody's respect.
In fact, mask wearing was more the exception than the rule in what was a very large crowd, as you can see. And perhaps it shouldn't surprise anyone that the president is okay with that and is okay with these large gatherings as long as he's not anywhere close to the actual people.
All right, so you see the theme. The theme, again, comes forth in the morning out of K Street in Washington, D.C. It goes all into the anti-Trump precincts, and then it gets spit out in the news agencies. It's well, it works. Oh, anyway, thought you would find that amusing. And Trump is putting everybody in danger by giving the rallies. Now, I think Donald Trump should be more proactive in asking people to wear masks. I do. I think it would be smart for him to do that. All right. I think that he should hold up a mask and say, look, if you have one on you, it's not wearing, put it on. I think that that would go a long way to mitigating some of the damage that COVID is doing to the president. And as I said, if he loses the election, it will be because of COVID. Okay, so the other thing that emerged today is kind of a bogus thing, but it's interesting. So if you read the Wall Street Journal editorial page, and I do every day, I think it's a interesting page. The Wall Street Journal news section is anti-Trump, but its editorial page is pretty fair. They don't love Trump, but they understand the danger of the Biden-Harris campaign. So Anthony Fauci, we all know him. And I, very early on, said, look, Dr. Fauci, just do the nation a favor. Don't speculate on things you don't know about, like the National Football League and things like that. Just give us the update. That's all we need from you. Now, Dr. Birx, the other Trump administration medical expert, she does that. She stays in that zone. But Fauci, he doesn't do that. He's all over the place. So now, in a Trump ad, they use words from Fauci. And the Wall Street Journal says, perfectly legitimate, and that's what I think. I mean, if you say something in public, that's what they call fair use, all right? And you can use it in an ad. You don't have to pay. You don't have to get permission. You can just use it.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Stay with me here. LeBron James is the key to my hesitation to call the presidential race. LeBron James, the basketball player, who is a far left guy. He's an admirer of Colin Kaepernick, who just yesterday said, ban the police, let everybody out of prison. Ban prisons. Mr. James really thinks Colin Kaepernick is a number one. Okay. LeBron James runs the National Basketball Association. Not Adam Silver, not Mark Cuban, not the owners. LeBron James runs it. That's how powerful he is. And he's might be the best basketball player ever born. That's how good he is on the court. So LeBron James has become a social justice warrior. And he rammed down the throat of the league, I want all the players to wear Black Lives Matter slogans, other slogans, to promote social justice, which the league did. Okay. On Sunday night, they had the championship game between James' LA Lakers and the Miami Heat. Last year's championship game was between the Golden State Warriors and the Toronto Raptors, all right? So last year's game delivered 18.4 million viewers. Watch that game. You know how many watched this year's game Sunday night? You ready? Make a guess. 5.6 million. The championship game ratings are down 70%. Okay. Why? You had the best player in the world on the court, LeBron James. Why would you lose 70% of your audience? Because the folks said, you know what? We don't like far left politics blending with basketball. And we're not going to watch. Power to the people. Now, that is exactly what happened. There's no other reason why the NBA would lose 70% of its audience for the biggest game of the year. Folks, including me, I said this before the playoffs began, I don't watch a second of it because I do not respect propaganda. Colin Kaepernick, in my opinion, is a very dangerous, destructive human being. And LeBron James promoting Colin Kaepernick is dangerous and destruction as well. Destructive as well. Now, I don't care what LeBron James believes, all right? He's entitled. He's an American. He's entitled. But when he influences children, when he tells them that America is an evil nation based on white supremacy, all right? When he tells them that while living in a $50 million home in Los Angeles, California, because of his skill that in the free marketplace is worth that kind of money. When he does that, I walk away. Quick break, back with the final thought. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, here's the final thought of the day. You got to maintain composure. You have to in this life. Now, a few years ago, I went through a really terrible thing, and I almost lost my composure, but I didn't. And I had people around me, you know, saying, hey, you're talking me off the ledge, you know. And that was one of the most important things I've ever done. Maybe down the road we'll right some wrongs on that. We'll see. But I did maintain. And now we have an empire on BillO'Reilly.com. If I had lost my composure, if I had done what the evildoers wanted me to do, none of this would have happened. If President Trump loses the election, maintain. Maintain. All right? If Joe Biden loses the election, same thing. You hate Trump, maintain. That's our system. We'll be here. We'll watch everything that happens so you'll be ahead of the curve. We'll see you tomorrow.